Fresh 107.9 FM. Professionalism nurtured by experience.
Oh, what a feeling. Look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave away my flag. Count all the reasons. We are the champions. There ain't no turning back. Saying, takes the feeling. Saying, oh, we all together singing. Look how far we come now. There's beauty in the unity we found. I'm ready, I'm ready. We still got a little way. Look how far we come now. Hands up for your colors. Just begun, and I wear my colors on my back. We created equal, one race and that's human. Can't wait till they all see that. Say, oh, can't you taste the feeling, feeling? Say, oh, we all together singing. Look how far we come now. Colors.
Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, good souls. Good morning, Ogun State. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, wherever you're listening. This is The Platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. 2 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. My name is Binga Oreshogun. Yes, I'm still that man you just have to love. And you're welcome to The Platform. The Platform comes on your radio Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 11. Yes, we have conversation. You know, there is that... making the news, okay, stories that are trending, okay, national stories that, we just have to talk about. And if you actually been following our broadcast from, you know, since 7 a.m, we started with Freshly Pressed, and there were lots of stories that were on the pages of the newspaper, and some of them that actually, you know, got much attraction, you know, concerning, let's start from what the number one. Talk about the announcements made by the presidential media aide, Ajuri Ngilali. You know, yesterday he announced a significant reduction in government delegates' approval for foreign and domestic trips. Now, according to the presidency, they said that this is part of cost-saving measures. Now, he said henceforth, the president will no longer allow a huge security delegation to accompany him on visits within Nigeria. So this means that the security apparatus in the respective states hosting the president will oversee his security. So this morning when we talked about it on Freshly Pressed, myself and Ustaz, you know, a good one, okay, coming from the presidency, talking about reducing the amount budgeted for foreign trips, estacles. If you remember, the amount that was spent, you know, for the COP28, it was really humongous, and there were lots of reactions concerning that. But that's just one of it. But on the show this Wednesday morning, we're going to be looking at the menace of corruption in Nigeria. When we talk about corruption, most people look at, oh, the naira and kobo of it, the pounds and dollars of it. But corruption is something that we can't overemphasize. We just have to keep talking about it. Many people have asked, where should, when you talk about corruption, they say, oh, it's just the government. It's the government, you know, the government people, the politicians, the governors, the governors are the ones who are corrupt. But we in the lower ladder, we don't really see ourselves as corrupt. I'm sure the poor man will say that I'm not corrupt, but people at the top are the ones corrupt. But really, when we talk about corruption, it goes from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. Everybody is guilty, whether you're rich or you're poor. Now, last year, the Senate President, Senator Godzilla Fabio, he identified behavioral change as the ultimate solution to the problem of corruption and value erosion in Nigeria. Now, he also said something that the process of behavioral change typically involves awareness and recognizing the need for change and potential benefits and consequences associated thereof. Now, the Senate President actually went on to say this. He went on to say that this affects the gathering of information, the learning, and becoming aware of existing behaviors, and also involves motivation and developing the desire to change. So that means that if we want to exit corruption, if we want to say that, okay, we're going to get rid of corruption in Nigeria, the change should start from within us. It should start from within us. Whether you're a politician, whether you're a governor, you're a president, you're a civil servant, you're a social worker, whether, as long as you're in Nigeria, the change should start from within you. From within you. So he went on to say a lot of things. He's talked about the behavioral change, but many would say that, oh, the Senate, are they following in that step? But don't look at the messenger here, but look at the message. Now, he went on to say a lot of things, meaning that for us to truly tackle corruption, we need to change our behavior, and to start with you. And now, when I mean you, I say you. It could either start from the top to the bottom, or from the bottom to the top. Because if you ask most Nigerians, you know, to provide a solution to the problems plaguing the country. Recently, we've seen the rise in security issues. Talk about what happened in Kaduna, Plateau State, Benue State, Taraba. You know, the security going on, especially in the Middle Belt areas. Many Nigerians will say that, oh, you hear them say, until we restructure the country, that's when the issue of insecurity will cease. Until we restructure the country. And really, when you ask them, restructure this, restructure that, that's the only solution. Restructure. But there are so many nonsense, yes, I'll use the word nonsense, that goes on a daily basis. But most of the time, Nigerians are quiet about it. It is sad. There's so many, you know, not so pleasant things that goes on. And we find ourselves, we just get quiet about it. But let me ask this fundamental question. You know, when some Nigerians keep clamoring for restructuring, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, okay? But let me ask you. If you were to answer this question, how would you answer it? What are the worst elections we've had in Nigeria? If I'm to ask you that question, the worst elections we've had in Nigeria. The worst set of elections we've had in this country are the local government elections. It is the truth. Because if you look at it, it has never been democratic. Because the only one, you know, some have argued, that showed some iota of democracy, you know, was the local government election, you know, that happened in Kaduna State, where electronic voting was used in 2021. And yes, what happened when electronic voting was used, you know, if it had this fairness to it, although it had some, you know, skirmishes here and there, but it had this sort of fairness, this level playing field for everyone to challenge, for everyone to contest. And yes, what happened at the end of the day, we heard that the ruling party at the time, you know, they actually lost most of the local government to the opposition at the time. But apart from that, I don't know anyone when we talk about local government elections in the country. But yet we still saying, oh, restructure, restructure. But let's start from that place, because the local government, if you know, actually, any local government election that has been free and fair, that has given this level playing field, feel free to counter. Feel free to call in to ask, to, you know, oh, there's this local government election that happened and it was free and fair. Because if you know, if you feel free to tell me which state, because which governor in Nigeria has organized a free and fair local government election? So does this need restructuring too? In fact, it is so bad that the opposition parties in most of these states, they don't even waste their time to contest local government elections. They don't waste their time because they know they don't stand a chance. And because they know that they are not going to have a level playing field, so why should we even bother? And as Nigerians, why are we always silent about the kind of local government elections conducted in the states? Why? Because I thought that they said that the local government is the closest to the people, so therefore the election should have some level of fairness, some level of, you know, the level playing field. But instead, what do we get? Selection instead of election. You know, last year it was all about all eyes on INEC, all eyes on the judiciary. But what happens to all eyes on the local government elections? How about all eyes on the state electoral body that conducts local government elections in states? So what other restructuring do we need? Or should I say want? When we can't even organize a fair and level playing field type of local government election that is free and fair? I mean, local government elections are almost like the worst. You know, far worse than presidential or governorship elections. Because the local government is the foundation of democracy here. So that is the level that is closest to the people. And in some states, the local government chairman can't breathe. They don't even have enough funds to actually do what they are supposed to do. And also, while in some states, the local government chairman, they've turned their monthly allocation, you know, call it like maybe, I think some even get up to a billion. They have turned this money into their personal money. So they don't do anything apart from perhaps pay salaries, and then the rest is history. We are not facing them. We are not asking them questions. So the issue on the pages of most of the papers, you know, we're still going to look at that. But I just had to rant on this particular one for those calling. But we should, as Nigerians, we should learn to ask the right questions. We're going on this quick break. And when we're back, we're going to be delving into the situation, you know, stories that actually made headlines, you know, on the most of the pages of the newspapers concerning. Remember, what we are talking about is we're tackling corruption. How do we tackle corruption effectively? Don't touch that radio. It is still the platform.
Guy, where now they see all this airtime, credit and data buy for this cashless weather?
Omo, that's nothing now. Them know they call me Bobo Digital for nothing. When that cash dey my handle, or you know they, now so I just dey buy airtime, credit and data straight from my bank account, thanks to Glow E-Top Up.
The same Glow E-Top Up?
Yes now. Easy top up directly from my bank account. No stress, no wahala.
Eh? So, you mean say, person no need worry about not having cash?
At all. Eh? If you no get cash, you no get wahala. You are welcome to cashless recharge on the go, anytime, anywhere.
Buy data and airtime directly from your bank account with Glow E-Top Up. It is easy, quick, and available on your mobile apps, ATMs, websites, leading retailers, and Glow World Shops. Or download Glow Cafe app to top up. Or dial *777#.
Unlimited.
So you're welcome back to the show. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. 14 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. And I've talked about, remember, we're looking at tackling the menace of corruption in the country. So, on the pages of newspapers, and it's been like that for this week, talk about the situation, the humanitarian ministry. Okay, I think the previous administration was humanitarian and disaster management, and this time humanitarian and poverty alleviation ministry. Okay, there are lots of disasters going on in that ministry. The former minister in that ministry, Umar Farouk, we heard that the former minister in that ministry, Umar Farouk, has a 37.1 billion naira money laundering charge hanging on her neck. And right now, as we speak, she's helping the EFCC, you know, to tell them all she knows about this allegation. She's been released. I think so. I'm not so sure. But she's helping the she's helping the EFCC, you know, just to tell them, oh, this and this concerning the 37.1 billion naira money laundering charge hanging on her neck. And she's helping the EFCC tell them all she knows about this allegation. And let me ask you, when this matter happened, someone blew the whistle on her. Someone reported her to the EFCC that please investigate this. And who blew the whistle about this allegation? The now suspended minister of the same ministry, Dr. Betaidu. She blew the whistle on the former minister. And still talking about that, I've been hearing some I told the stars this morning, I've been hearing some silly comments about why is she being treated like that? Is it because she's a woman? All of this noise started coming in left, right, center. You know, when she was refused access to see the president. And people have been talking, oh, because she's a woman, waving the gender card. I also heard some people are starting to wave the ethnic card as well. Why are we doing that? Why are some people showing the gender card at this time? Because really, she's not being proven guilty. She's still under investigation. And I think it is important for us to wait for the EFCC to conduct its investigation instead of this silly comments on gender or ethnicity. You know, because they said about the likes of the Hadi Sirika, you know, some men who have been accused of stealing our money in billions, they are not being treated this way. And apart from that, we have the coordinator. I just feel like it is quite silly when they are playing the gender card here. Now, we have the coordinator of the Nigerian Social Investment Program Agency, Halima Shehu. She has also been suspended by the president, and she's also telling the EFCC what she knows about the 44 billion naira that was moved from the NSIPA account. Talking about the Nigerian Social Investment Program Agency, 44 billion naira was moved from the NSIPA account, which is a government account, into a private account between the 27th of December to the 31st of December 2023 last year. Now I ask this question again. Who reported Halima Shehu to the EFCC? Guess who? Yes, you guessed right. Dr. Betaidu, the now suspended Minister of Humanitarian and Poverty Alleviation. And also last year, still talking about this now suspended minister, okay, who is in the eye of the storm at the moment. This same Dr. Betaidu, you know, she recovered 10 billion naira that was given to consultants to share to Nigerians via the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation. And yes, according to the story, you know, back then, they said that this money was lying in accounts and not shared. And those monies will allegedly end up in private hands. And yes, who raised the alarm for the 10 billion naira to be recovered? Dr. Betaidu, the same minister. So it is quite nauseating, you know, that the conversation all over social media about the now suspended Dr. Beta Edu. Oh, she was not allowed to see the president. You know, I told some waving the ethnic card. But look, if Dr. Beta Edu is found guilty, let her do the time. Yes, let her do the time if she's actually found guilty. And also let this serve as a lesson to other ministers and government officials that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town. You mess up, you do the time, no matter how highly placed. But it's just sad that Nigerians are so quick to move on and take their eyes off the ball. Because it's starting to look like it's so easy to deceive Nigerians. We are not looking at the game at play here. Because there's something interesting going on that people are losing sight of. I tell you, let Dr. Beta Edu get every punishment she deserves if she's found guilty. But it will be so sad, and I will be so sad, if Nigerians get deceived or fall for whatever is at play and miss the main thing, the main thing. Think about it. Dr. Beta Edu has been exposing things. You know, perhaps some persons think that if Dr. Beta Edu continues to expose things the way she's exposing things, she might expose some nasty kind of worms that perhaps goes all the way to the top. So for her, let the embattled minister answer for whatever she needs to answer for. But I beg Nigerians, let's not take our eyes off the ball for 1 second. Why are we so fixated on the person who wrote a paper and signed it, and then we hear from the accountant general who said that no, we can't send this money to a private account, and that ends the story? Money was not paid, but she wrote a memo. There was a leaked memo. But really, Nigerians are concentrating on the Beta Edu story, and we are taking our eyes off the one or the ones who allegedly stole the money. And I also listened to the Minister of Interior, Olubunmi Tunjiojo, who, you know, he was trying to explain his role, you know, in some company that got a contract from the Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, you know, which he allegedly founded. But he said that, hey, I'm no longer the director, I'm no longer the signatory to the, you know. But some persons have also said, but looking at Dr. Tujore, he said that he's no longer, but Ustaz, you know, this one, he said that it is wrong. It is wrong. So let him also, you know, answer for his role in the situation here. I also heard some conversations, you know, some persons have also said that, oh, this Dr. Beta Edu situation is just a media trial and therefore amounts to sensationalism and black. Listen, let us put all of that aside. Let us not be deceived by whatever is going on. Let us face the actual game that is being played. Don't be deceived here. Like I said, if Dr. Beta Edu is found guilty, let her face the music. But the actual game that is being played, let's not take our eyes away from it. Let's not take our eyes away from it. Because corruption in Nigeria is a big problem. And it is connected to everything that is not working in this country. Think about it. Everything that is not working in this country is attributed to corruption. Talk about power. The reason power is not, we are not enjoying 24-hour electricity, is because of corruption. The reason our health system is like this is because of corruption. The reason our elections are like this, I talked about the local government election, it is about corruption. Our roads is because of corruption. Name it. You know, people have turned government into their personal property. In fact, the ambition of most people who get into government now is just to get their hands on the juicy places to siphon government funds. Let us just get there by all means possible, just to get our hands on the money. to ruin our commonwealth. So I tell you, Nigerians, corruption is a big issue in this country. And you will recall, a former UK Prime Minister described Nigeria as fantastically corrupt. So despite enacting, you know, several institutions to fight corruption, we still find out that corruption is getting stronger and bolder by the day. And for many years, corruption has been ravaging the nooks and crannies of every sector, ranging from the mismanagement of public funds to embezzlement to siphoning the treasury. My question is corruption too big for us to fight? Are we even fighting corruption the right way? And even if we were to sort corruption, if we are to solve this issue of corruption, where should it start from? Should it start from the top? Oh, from the presidency to the ministers, to the governors, to the senators, to the House of Reps? Should it start from the top? Or should it start from the bottom, from the poor man? Talking about how do we solve corruption, should it start from there? Because how come we have the EFCC, we have the ICPC, and yet, because these are institutions created to fight this pandemic called corruption, and corruption keeps getting emboldened. It is very, very important. Feel free to join in the conversation. Okay, feel free to join in the conversation. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079 or 0818-1111-079. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rashego.
Yes, good morning.
Engineer Nii from Lagos.
Engineer Nii, let's talk.
You see, it's good that this thing happened. And we thank God for the people that he has mentioned so far.
Okay.
The case in point is that of Oludokunmi Ojo. Who says he has resigned, and they have to present any contract at the Federal Executive Council. Ministers will have to sit on any project. And they mention that name. And Oludokunmi Ojo is there and approve it, his name.
Okay.
The name of his company. That he resigned does not matter. His family, his cronies are there. His even immediate families are the directors of that. And he approved it. That is against the law. It's an infraction.
Okay.
And he has to, all of them have to pay for it. Go to jail. That is it. And they have to leave that position. There is no deterrent now. Then we are not in good hands. Like I tell everybody that
you're also calling.
I want in contrast to yourself.
You're also calling for the, hello.
Let her continue to mention names. We are not satisfied.
Okay, let her continue to mention names. Okay. 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-1111-079. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Lucy. I'm calling from about 10 minutes with the local government.
All right, let's talk.
On this issue, they should do thoroughly investigation. Since they said this is the system they are using in that ministry.
Okay.
Even in the past government, that means that ministry was established to siphon people's money. There's no way they pay any poor people in this country. This is the evidence that the money they are putting for that ministry has been sharing between the top people in the government and the party. This ministry should be scrapped.
Oh, you want the ministry to be scrapped?
Yes, it's of no use to Nigeria. Let them use that money to give us an infrastructure that will benefit more man on the road. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Should the humanitarian ministry be scrapped because of In fact, it's a disastrous things happening. You know, the nonsense happening. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the mountain of solution of Ibishi.
Ibishi, what's your name, please?
My name is Evangelist Richard.
All right, let's talk.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Oh dear, oh dear. I would love to hear your comments. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Ola Inka, connecting from Nigeria.
Ola Inka, let's talk.
I'm so sad about the whole thing that's around all those humanitarian and poverty alleviation of ministry. Because the recent 4 years, it's been from this huge scandal, the one, Sadia Farouk.
Okay.
And this other one, also, regarding the news of some drug laws in December last year. And now, it's all over. Oh my God. Look, it's so sad. Most sad is that these people are women. Do you know that law is about advocating for women inclusion in politics and all that we've been doing?
I wouldn't want us to play the gender card.
Yes, I understand.
She's a Nigerian. Forget about she's a woman or a man. She's a Nigerian.
Of course. I'm just, you know, like I mentioned, I feel particularly sad about that. And I look at how I was, because I'm also part of people who is also looking forward to having women at the top echelon of politics in Nigeria. Well, I don't see the women card as a first, so I'm put off the side. Now, if I want to discuss, I don't think that's going to be discussed. I think the president is being a spotlight on that ministry, like, keep an ego high on that ministry. And the lawmakers, National Assembly, should make a very stringent law.
Okay.
That should prevent anybody from even thinking of wanting to carry out any financial corruption at all. Just that, when you think of what will come out from that, the person that will come out from that law, from that offense.
Okay.
When you think about it, you will not even want to do any useful thing about finances or the Commonwealth of Nigeria. So, no matter how real negative about the happening around that ministry, from people, from Nigerians, I mean, vulnerable Nigerians, in actual fact, have benefited from that.
Okay.
So, we may not be able to say who, and we may not be able to know who would actually benefit, but there are some people who are benefiting. If you don't know them, they don't mean that they are nobody. So, it is being a flashlight on that ministry.
Okay.
Keeping people high on it, that will actually make things work. So, and we should be in a very clean and social data. Our data system should be just the phone, and thereby have something we can trace when money is circulated.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, remember, we are live on Facebook. You can also drop your comments there on Facebook. And on Twitter, on the X platform as well, at Fresh FM, Abeokuta. You also support that the humanitarian ministry be scrapped because of what is going on in that ministry. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. How best should we fight corruption? We've been fighting corruption for donkey years. And yet corruption keeps fighting back. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
My name is Citizen Bangoli. I'm calling from America.
Good morning. Let's talk.
Yes. If you notice the pattern of that ministry,
okay,
you will see that it is mostly operational or functional when an election is around.
Okay, I'm listening.
In Bayelsa, they said they mobilized money.
Okay.
In Kogi, they said they mobilized money. In Himo, they said they mobilized money.
Allegedly.
Dr. Bekele was even telling us that over 1 million households benefited in Kogi State alone.
Okay.
And just December, I think December 3 of last year, he was telling us, she was telling us that the amount that was budgeted into her office will not be enough for her to work. It is very obvious.
Mm.
The last administration started this ministry, and when they started it, I said it, that this ministry is specifically meant to fight for Nigerians more. And that is coming to pass now. It is now becoming clear and not for cities. So I will say enough is
enough.
They should channel that money into another thing that is positive. It is only that ministry that we are seeing today. We don't know what is going on.
So what are you saying in essence? Are you saying they should scrap the ministry?
In essence, my brother,
yes,
they should scrap that ministry.
They should scrap the ministry, oh dear. So it's not about it's not about the person who heads the ministry, the entire ministry.
It is not about the species that is involved. The same thing with the last minister and this minister of the new government.
Hmm.
What do we know that will happen within the next 8 years or 7 years that they have?
Okay.
So they should just craft that ministry and turn that money into health. They should build hospitals. They should build our education.
Okay.
That is not my suggestion.
Hmm. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. People calling for the total scrap of the humanitarian ministry. I wasn't expecting that. Oh, dear. Hello, good morning.
Morning to you,
yes, good morning. Good morning.
You have whether they should scrap the ministry. It is very, very unnecessary for Nigeria because don't give people fish, teach people how to fish.
Hmm.
I will tell you, many people in their world meeting in Lagos, they have completely formed to be getting free money.
Hmm.
Just like that. And no, it's not for everybody, not everybody that is benefiting. It's just for a few people sharing our common patrimony. It is unnecessary. Mm. We don't want it.
So you feel the hand-me-downs by the government? Hello?
Resources.
Hello, can you hear me? Are you saying that the hand-me-downs is going to make Nigerians lazier or what?
You mean?
The money's given, distributed, is going to make Nigerians lazy. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. It is even very biased. It's just directed to certain people. It makes people busy and lazy because many of their members, most of them are not working now. And they are living on whatever the answer from the party level.
Hmm.
It's not for the party APC, not for everybody.
Okay.
And most of them are not, immediately they finish what they hand out to them, they are still coming to us, some of us, to beg for money.
Hmm.
And during the Christmas, they write name, they write letter to various ministries, various local government for money to pay school fees, to do all this.
All right then.
Let there be real governance in place.
Okay.
Whereby you create infrastructure, you build infrastructure. Look at you now in Abeokuta and everywhere.
Okay.
There is no electricity. DISCO will tell you that they don't have allocation to distribute. So with me, Transco doesn't have anything being generated for people to. And our Minister of Power said he will provide power for people during the Christmas and New Year. Where is the power now?
Hmm.
Okay. This is dry season where we should mobilize equipment to roads, for building roads. Where are they? Do we have water? Do we have any? Are our hospitals working? if you provide amenity for people, people will be happy.
Okay.
Not just hand out that ministry is a conductor. It should be scrapped.
Okay.
And many other ones too. Let me also reduce the number of ministers. Just with God for the boys.
Okay.
We don't want that.
All right then.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
God bless Nigeria and all of us.
Amen. All right, on Facebook, Akiyemi Gbadebo says that I support the ministry be scrapped. The ministry was majorly made to take away our money. Remember, the last minister said she fed school children during COVID-19 when we were indoors. It should be scrapped. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Larry Olakomi.
God bless you.
I missed you again this morning.
If this is what will be the outcome, what we have been saying in that ministry,
okay,
that means something good cannot come from that ministry. So let government scrap it and use the money, deploy the money in putting up infrastructure. Infrastructure will benefit everybody. If government cannot find a way of yes, I'm with you.
Okay,
if government cannot find a means of getting of reaching out to the poor, poorest of the poor,
okay,
we should scrap it. Let the poorest of the poor enjoy electricity. Let the people in the rural area enjoy electricity. Let the people using the people that are bringing the farmers in the rural area.
Yes.
Let them be peace of mind so that there will be security. They will be able to do their farming without any threat and hindrances. And people, I know, we know politicians. People are condemning this humanitarian request. They give handouts. They are politicians. If their party is in power, they will not condemn it. I condemn it because I'm not a politician.
Okay.
But I know people in job is someone that called not quite long. Is a core member of PDP.
Okay.
He might have not even condemned it if it is PDP that is in power. But what is wrong is wrong. And what.
Drop calls. All right, we have this message. Okpe Olusegun Abdul says that on what basis do they share the money to the poorest of the poorest? Have they captured the data of all Nigerians to establish the poorest of the poorest? If there is no adequate data, that ministry can never function well. Are you of the opinion that the ministry should be scrapped totally? Let's have this conversation. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
I'm Obalaji Ojo from Obalaji School.
Okay, let's talk.
Yes, this Nigeria, corruption is our problem. And if this is going to be the 18th President Tinubu with the truth to us, that is, eliminating or reducing corruption to the US level,
okay,
it was it. Corruption is everywhere.
It is.
We are talking about scrapping humanitarian ministry. You, let them go to the NLPC. Let them go to Ministry of Defense. You will see kind of what will open. This thing has been going on for a long time.
Okay.
Even during Buhari regime. So, as we appeal to President Tinubu to continue his good work.
Okay.
Investigation is going on. Let's wait for the result of the investigation. And then, government, the president should do a satellite to other nations,
okay,
and other agencies of government. That is what I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Okay, well, the issue of corruption is something that we just have to keep talking about it. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Yebola Akela from Uganda.
All right, good morning. Let's talk.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The ministry we are discussing is not because it's human. Whoever the woman has even mentioned.
Exactly. Don't play gender. Not woman or man. As long as he's a Nigerian.
Yes. Man of man. Not woman of man.
Exactly.
Financial, whoever the woman has mentioned.
Yes.
In my defense. Should be brought a book also, should be brought to before the president. And let the president send that person to that village or whoever you call it. But she also be suspended and be investigated to say that he has not been being in charge of the new company. It's not true.
Exactly.
His company is benefiting from it, and his investments are in charge of the company.
Yes.
He should also be suspended.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much. All right, we need to go on this quick break, and when we're back, I'll still pick up more calls. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. We're looking at tackling the menace of corruption, and we're focusing on the humanitarian ministry. We're looking at, you know, all the not so pleasant stories, and it's all over the papers this morning. This week, actually. We'll be right back. Don't touch that radio. My name is Binga Oreshagun. I'll be right back.
So you mean I can fly from Lagos to Paris to London and fly back to Lagos all in one promo? And if I don't want that, I can win a whole house?
Now you're getting the gist.
Recharge 50,000 Naira or more within a month and you could be among the 100 winners of business class tickets from Lagos to Paris to London. If you recharge 100,000 Naira or more within a month, you could be one of the many winners of a premium bungalow in Nigeria. The more you recharge, the more you stand to win. T's and C's apply.
Glow Unlimited.
And we're back on radio. We're still looking at tackling the menace of corruption. Okay, we're still looking at tackling the menace of corruption. And survey so far, people have been talking about it, that hey, maybe they should scrap that ministry, because the essence of that ministry is to give some sort of succor to Nigerians. Okay, you know, share money, palliatives, and stuff. But what are we seeing? What's going on there? Let's talk to Nigerians. Hello, good morning.
Linda, now we're calling back.
All right.
I run out of credit the other time.
Yes, I understand.
Let me just continue.
Okay.
Now, what we can do to address the issue of corruption that has become endemic in India.
Exactly.
First thing is to have a system that will make it difficult for you to see.
Okay.
The system is born. The system we are taking is born to corruption. Mm. And that is why your government officials of Israel and their spirit.
Exactly.
Talking point.
Exactly.
And another thing is, let politics be less attractive.
Politics should be less attractive.
Less attractive, that is the most important thing. Now, APC stole their presidential form.
100 million.
For 1 million, 100 million naira.
PDP for the 5 million.
For you to become a senator, you must have like maybe 500 million naira in kitty. That you said, or 1.1 billion naira in kitty. Some of us that are used to follow this program, I know one person that is an agent of PDP.
Okay.
He can easily attest to what I'm saying. I'm not an agent of PDP, I'm a citizen of but I know I'm hearing from them. How they used to share money, either for logistic or for ruling electorate.
Okay.
Where is this money coming from? It's from the politicians. And some of the politicians, they take the money they take away from the government first. So the policy is less attractive, to which you cannot make any money from it, there will be, the corruption will be reduced.
Mm.
But if policy still remains a means of making money, when you raise the interest, the recruit from the investment, are you
so politics should not be a career?
Yes, it should not be a career.
It should not be a career.
You can see. When you spend on like 1-3 billion or 4 billion to become a doctor, or 5 billion, or even 10 billion, are you not going to get the money back? Are you spending it for the sake of the people? No. So there will be a need of these people, they will find a means of recouping the money.
Okay.
And that's the why they are collecting here and there. So what are we trying to do? They are spending a lot. But he should be, he should have it in mind that the money is spending the election. He's spending it on no purpose. So he's not having any mind of recouping it. If he wants to recoup, he will see. He also will see. That's the fact. I get it. And yes. Lastly, on Mr. Ojo,
yes,
the Internal Affairs Minister.
Yes, I think, Minister of Interior.
I believe, yes, Minister of Internal Affairs. He said that he has resigned as the director of that company.
Yes.
If he is a stakeholder, what I want USC to investigate is, did he use his power, influence to give the contract to the former
Larry, are you not surprised that most of the ministers that Nigerians have been clapping for, you know, for the good job they've been doing, are now being fingered in this kind of, you know, not so pleasant stories? Are you not surprised?
That's what I am not surprised because money is evil. The root of all evil. Money. It's not that money is not good. That doesn't condemn we are supposed to prosper and be wealthy.
Okay.
That's not the part of it. But if you now love money than your God, I want to make that money at the expense of the people, poor masses.
Okay.
I want to make that money by all. That's when you now become a law. You are too vigilant and there is no way in law involving corruption.
All right.
Thank you, my dear brother. God
bless you. Amen. Thank you very much. But even as we talk about Dr. Beta Edu, she's not been convicted yet, okay? Investigation still ongoing, okay? Investigation is still ongoing. And let's just be patient until the EFCC come out with their final analysis to say, okay, if she's guilty or not. Hello, good morning.
Hello, my dear Oreshagu.
Yes, good morning to you.
Engineer Nikoba.
Okay.
Well, so we bear the staff.
Okay.
There's no, when I said the other time that the ministers will sit on any contract before approval.
Okay.
They cannot, or if Olubunmi Ojo was there when they mentioned the name of his company that he formed and his children and family members are directors, that he say he did not know. He cannot say that irresponsibility that he did not know.
Okay.
That how can we investigate at all?
Hmm.
The whether Executive Council approved contract on weekly basis, and he is member, and they will mention the name of his own company that he will say, you know, he did not know.
Okay.
Are we so ignorant in Nigeria that we don't know what we are doing? Or what we need to say when we want to say it, then to call to make politics unattractive. It is, that is what our secretary has been clamoring for. You are there now as our own. Do the restructuring.
Okay.
Do the restructuring. If he can do it, kudos to him.
Okay.
But if he cannot do it, that what in the city government, what will we say as people from the southwest would be very, 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 very terrible. That is what is. Before we go to every ministry, I am from Ministry of Defense. Go there now. You see our people there, sharing everything among themselves. And other people are complaining bitterly. And that is where we see politicians at work.
Okay.
Somebody will say somebody is a PDP or something. I'm a military person. I serve Nigeria, and I know how to be patriotic to my nation.
Yes.
That is why we are saying what we are saying.
Yes.
And we continue to say it, and I give kudos to the press for expressing, for allowing us, giving telling people to do the right thing,
exactly.
And the masses are being encouraged also to express their mind.
Exactly.
That is just what democracy is all about.
Mm.
We don't want this book. Obasanjo has said that it is not working. This the type of democracy that we have played. And I said it even before he said it, that it is not really working.
Mm.
It is working in all other plans.
Okay.
And we should do something about it.
All
God
right.
bless Nigeria. Thank
God
you.
God bless you too. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Corruption. A name so mighty that it has ruined so many nations. It has ruined so many things. I tell you, if you think of anything that is not working in this country, anything or everything that is not working in this country, corruption is responsible. Corruption is responsible. It is just sad. And it remains the bane. It remains the bane of the growth and development of any nation. It affects all areas of any society. And in tackling it, it unlocks the progress towards the sustainable development goals. Talk about creating jobs, securing wide access to services such as healthcare and education. For those who don't know, Nigeria is ranked at 149 out of 183 countries, X-rayed for corruption in government and public places and the public service. Corruption. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Bingo.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Choice of Country, the original.
All right.
Calling from Aribe.
Let's talk.
Yeah, as the last two previous last say.
Yes.
Number one, what is the restructuring? When our political system is being restructured to the extent that there is a part-time House of Assembly at the state level to the federal level.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, this should be on part-time. So we cannot know the answer to that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It should be on part-time basis. Quarterly. Quarterly.
Part
of the general money that we see, they receive around just about 4 times in a year. And then the ministry appointment, that means that they should be scrapped together.
Okay.
Because that is the duplication of the ministry. So they are at the both state and federal level.
All right.
Imagine, somebody that said that. So someone that wants to protest for the governor, having like 500 million naira at the start. By the time of the whole thing, you'll be spending close to billions of naira. So when such person is in position, we invest with the money.
All right.
And also, our officers, I mean the civil servants,
yes,
they should know that whatever they did to themselves when they are in service, one way or the other, their family member will benefit from whatever they have did, either wrong or good.
Thank
when they left the office.
Thank you very much.
So that's my assumption.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much. How best can we fight corruption? It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with us. It starts with them. It starts with them. Just start. Just let us just on in individual units. Okay, we should make sure that corruption is kicked out of Nigeria. So I think it's a fine place for us to leave it. But before I go, I need to quickly read this out. Someone, Mr. Adedotun Adeni, forgot something in a car from Itaka. It was coming from Itaka to Olomori and alighted at, dropped at Olomori, but forgot the bag at the boot of a Micra car. And items in the bag are bricklayer tools. Bricklayer tools. So in case you find this bag or maybe the taxi driver, please feel free to call this number 0706-604-9309 or you can also bring it down to Fresh FM here, at Oshoba Hilltop. Just bring it to our office and you also come with proper identification if you are indeed the owner of the bag. Thank you so much to all those who called in and joined in on the show. My name is Gbenga Oresugun and yes, I'm still that man you just have to love. Good morning and have a beautiful Wednesday.
Ìfagagbága kọ̀mẹ́sẹ̀ ọyọ́ ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ láàrin àwọn ìkànnì tí ń gbóhùn sáfẹ́fẹ́. Àlà ni ó fọkọ ọlẹ́ hàn bí kún lórúkọ bí pàkúté ni ìbílẹ̀ ò ti tẹ́jú láti jiyẹn kẹ́ fèrè dún ó yẹ́ o èrùkú.